your good spirit, Nehemiah 9:20. Unfortunately, saints can go for many hours without thinking about the amazing reality of the Holy Spirit in them. Some don't regularly walk in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, Romans 14, verse 17. Others feel guilty and walk in their flesh, not according to the indwelling Holy Spirit, Romans 8, verse 1. It's sad, but God remains faithful, tenderly bearing with their indifference, striving with their rebellious wills, quickening their new man, and training them for heaven as a loving nurse fosters her child. How generous, forgiving, and tender is the Spirit of God. He's the personification of all that's good. He suggests good thoughts, prompts good actions, reveals good truths, applies good promises, assists in good attainments, and leads saints to attain good results. He's the author and sustainer of all the spiritual good in the world. And heaven owes the perfect character of all its saints to his work. He is good officially, whether as comforter, instructor, guide, sanctifier, quickener, or intercessor. He fulfills his office perfectly, and each work is necessary for the highest good of the church. Everyone who yields to his influence becomes good. They who obey his impulses do good, and they who live under his power receive good. Let's be thankful in and for all things he does for us. Let's revere his person and adore him as God over all, blessed forever. Let's recognize his power and our utter need of him by waiting upon him in all our holy exercises. Let's seek his aid at all times and never grieve him. And let's speak his praise whenever possible. The church prospers when it reverently honors him. Let's do everything we can to never grieve the Holy Spirit.